Hello, this is William Green with your Wanderer News Notes for the first week of March. Pope's health remains stable following respiratory crisis. Pope Francis' health remains stable after a recent respiratory crisis involving bronchospasms and vomiting. Vatican officials confirmed that his pneumonia is under control, and he continues to receive high-flow oxygen therapy. Despite his condition, the 88-year-old pontiff has maintained his appetite, vital signs, and ability to engage in prayer. He received the Eucharist and has not had further bronchospasm episodes. Doctors remain cautious about his recovery timeline, and for the third consecutive Sunday, his Angelus address will be distributed in written form rather than spoken. He is being closely monitored at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. Franciscan University opened center in Washington, D.C., for students. Franciscan University of Steubenville has launched the Franciscan University Homeland Mission in Washington, D.C., to serve as a hub for students engaging in public service and faith-based leadership. The center, funded by a $10 million donation from Ward and Kathy Fitzgerald, provides lodging, faculty space, and an on-site chapel. Ambassador Andrew Brimberg described the initiative as a way to prepare Catholic leaders for roles in government, law, and public policy. FUHM is open to students of all disciplines, aiming to integrate faith with civic engagement. The first student group will arrive soon to participate in legislative advocacy. Vance leads prayer for Pope Francis at National Catholic Prayer Breakfast. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance led a prayer for Pope Francis at the National Catholic Prayer Breakfast, expressing admiration for the Pope's pastoral leadership. He reflected on the Pontiff's 2020 homily during the COVID-19 pandemic and acknowledged policy disagreements between the Vatican and the Trump administration. Vance, a convert to Catholicism, discussed his faith journey, emphasizing grace and the sacraments. He also spoke about his interfaith marriage and his son's recent baptism. Highlighting the Trump administration's commitment to religious liberty, pro-life issues, and economic prosperity, Vance positioned their policies as aligned with Catholic values. North Dakota House demands Supreme Court overturn Obergefell gay marriage ruling. The North Dakota House of Representatives passed a resolution urging the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the 2015 Obergefell decision legalizing same-sex marriage. The resolution, which passed 52-40, follows a similar measure in Idaho and reflects growing conservative legislative efforts to challenge the ruling. Proponents argue the decision overstepped constitutional authority, while opponents, including Representative Austin Foss, stress its impact on personal rights. The resolution is not legally binding but signals a push for judicial reconsideration. More states are expected to introduce similar measures, although some efforts, like in South Dakota, have faced setbacks.